From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Police say terrorism cannot be ruled out as a motive in a California mass shooting. The two attackers who killed 14 people in a rampage at a banquet fired as many as 75 rifle rounds at the scene, left behind three rigged together pipe bombs with a remote-controlled device that apparently malfunctioned, and had over 1,600 more bullets with them than they were when they were gunned down in their SUV, according to authorities. At their home, they had 12 pipe bombs, tools for making more explosives, and over 3,000 rounds of ammunition. Police Chief Jared Burguan said in a grim morning after inventory that suggested Wednesday's bloodbath could have been much worse. Wearing military-style gear and wielding assault rifles, Syed Rizwan Farouk, the 28-year-old county restaurant inspector, and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, slaughtered 14 and wounded 17 in the attack at a social service center shortly after he slipped away from an employee banquet he was attending there. The couple was shot to death about 4 hours later and a few miles away in a furious gun battle with police. At the White House, President Barack Obama said after meeting with his national security team that it was possible this was terrorist-related, but that authorities are unsure.
At this stage, we do not yet know why this terrible event occurred. We do know that the two individuals who were killed were equipped with weapons and appeared to have access to additional weaponry at their homes.
This is VOA News. Secretary General of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, says the United Nations is working to launch talks between Syria's warring parties and start a nationwide ceasefire in the country in January. The UN chief told reporters Thursday that two rounds of talks in Vienna have created momentum, and it's critical to move ahead quickly to end the nearly five-year conflict. A peace plan agreed to last month by 17 nations sets a January 1st deadline for the start of negotiations between Syrian President Bashar Assad's government and opposition groups. Ban says he expects a third round of talks to take place in New York, but he didn't give a date. The UN says the aim is to hold the talks this month. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin used his annual State of the Nation address Thursday to call for greater international coordination in the fight against extremism in Syria. Speaking before the Russian Federal Assembly in Moscow, Putin again accused Turkey of buying oil from the Islamic State extremist group, something Turkey denies. Moscow's relations with Turkey have soured after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane near the Syrian border last month. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria shortly after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. Royal Air Force fighter jets took off from a British airbase in Cyprus, struck their targets in Syria before returning. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeals has convicted double amputee athlete Oscar Pistorius of murder, overturning his earlier conviction of culpable homicide. That's a less serious charge. The court announced its ruling Thursday in the case of the Olympic star, who was convicted last year of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Anita Powell in Johannesburg has covered the trial for VOA.
This is the outcome of an appeal presented by state prosecutors. They disagreed with last year's conviction for culpable homicide, which is basically manslaughter to many Americans. They said that Oscar Pistorius meant to kill whoever was behind the bathroom door when he shot that fateful night. And the panel of five judges agreed and said that he did mean to kill whoever was behind that door, and therefore the conviction should be murder, and the sentence should be adjusted accordingly.
The murder charge carries a minimum 15 years in prison. The case now goes back to Pistorius's original court for a new sentence. Pistorius was released from prison in October after serving less than a year of his five-year term. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.